Morning Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gerber Show for Wednesday, March the 31st, 2021. Thank you for being here. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Michigan was up against the upstart Bruins of UCLA last night, trying to get its second-year coach, Juwan Howard, of the Fab Five into the Final Four for the very first time. Well, it didn't work out. Number two, Flint Bishop Airport is going to get almost $1 million in a federal grant for improvements and snow removal. I thought there was global warming. Why do we need snow removal? Anyhow, there's that. And number one, COVID cases surging in Michigan and around the world. In Michigan and around the world, COVID cases are surging. In fact, they're going off the charts in Europe right now. Off the charts. 210,000 new cases a day. But Brazil is by far worse for countries. A new, more contagious Brazilian variant is now out there, posing a grave threat. Posing a grave threat of some idea. Kenya's in bad shape. Germany talking about locking down again. But Michigan doing the worst. The worst of all the states. Testing has remained steady. 35,000, give or take, tests a day in Michigan. But the positivity rate back in double digits now. And I share this with you because it's the kind of information that's used to lock the state back down. Because your president and others want to go the other direction. They think that states like Florida and Texas should do what Michigan's doing. Because obviously it's working so well that it makes great sense. They think that states that are opening up should close back down. They think states that have said we don't need mask mandates anymore should reimpose mask laws and force you to submit. Let's go to bite number seven with White House COVID czar Andy Slavitt. And he says states that have coronavirus numbers that are dropping should stop that immediately and start doing what states that are failing miserably are doing. That makes brilliant sense. Number seven, go.
We still have an accelerating threat. And if you've been vaccinated, that's wonderful. I'm really glad about that. But, Joe, we also have to remember that there's millions and millions of people that haven't yet been vaccinated. And so lifting all these restrictions, telling people not to wear masks, gathering in large crowds, that's the equivalent of playing with fire. Now, if we were talking about this in 6 weeks, it would be a completely different story. But why we're doing it now, it's as if we don't want to have any, this is the governors around the country, some of them don't want to have any role in the rescue of our country and our citizens. And the real question is, are we going to participate in that rescue, like the response from the Biden administration? Or are we going to just wait and hope science rescues us? And I think we can all work together. We can beat this much quicker.
If we would just lock down again and require mask mandates and close restaurants, and yeah, that'd be a good idea, all of it. Yeah. So there you go. I mean, there is no sensical answer to that at all. Nothing. There's nothing. There is no justification whatsoever to call on Florida or Governor Ron DeSantis to do anything different. I mean, there is no call to slow down the success in Texas or Oklahoma or Mississippi or several other states that have done well, that have curbed the problems, that have curbed the problems. Let's see here. I just want to make sure we cover everything that you need to know today. Here's a question that was asked yesterday of Jen Psaki that I have not gotten to yet today, and I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this because Jen Psaki, White House press secretary, gets called out. And it's funny because I was thinking about this over the last few days. I've never heard called administrations. It's the Trump administration. It's the Obama administration. Nixon, Ford, Carter, it doesn't matter. It wasn't the Carter-Mondale administration. It wasn't the Nixon-Agnew administration. It was the Nixon administration. But now it's the Biden-Harris administration. Biden, as if they're setting the groundwork for what comes next. As if they're setting the groundwork for what comes next, which would be President Harris. Listen to Byte 10, please. Byte 10.
Anything to be read into sort of the rebranding of the Biden administration to the Biden and Harris administration?
Rebranding?
Well, when you look on the website, it's Biden Harris, and that's not been necessarily the norm of the past. Is there any message being sent by that, or what's meant to be, what can be extrapolated
from that? I would take from it that Vice President Harris is an important partner. She's the first in the room, the last in the room on most occasions if she's in town and not traveling around the country. It's a reflection of the important role that she will play moving forward.
The important role that she will play moving forward, which is being president, of course. That's what they're talking about. But important role when it comes to securing the border, apparently not. She's apparently in charge of the border, but she won't be going and seeing it in person because why would you bother? Oh, and by the way, as Slavitt and these other administration officials are calling on free states like Florida and Texas to lock up again and take freedom away from your citizens, she won't be traveling to the border to find out anything about it. She's apparently in charge, but we'll have nothing to do with it. All right. You have a chance today to save some money. Time is almost out, but you can go to GoMuskOx.com. Great Michigan company, American company. GoMuskOx.com. Great men's apparel. The hoodie is just the coolest thing. This big, soft, heavy hoodie. Water resistant. And it's 20% off because all winter gear is 20% off. Winter20 is your discount code. GoMuskOx.com. Put in Winter20 and you're off to the races. You'll save a pile of money. Best flannel shirt you'll ever wear. Wear it as a jacket here in the spring. You'll love it that way. It's soft and heavy, and you're just going to love it. Watch out, people will nab it. I'm telling you. GoMuskOx.com. Winter20 is your discount code. Quick break on the Steve Greer Show. Ron Rademacher straight ahead, everybody. Don't go anywhere.
If I told you you could save hundreds of dollars on utilities every month and thousands every year, would you listen? A Well Connect, which uses your well water to heat and cool your home, can literally save you a pile of cash. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, Well Connect will change your mind. WellConnect is a hybrid geothermal system that can reduce your heating bills to $600 a year and air conditioning for $50 a year. No, I'm not kidding. WellConnect will pay for itself and keep you comfortable the whole year. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, find out if your home is a good fit for a WellConnect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a WellConnect install. Call SGI today at 810-820-4604. Again, 810-820-4604. You'll be so glad you did.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next. And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Will I always be working weekends just to stay out of debt?
Is a great college for our kids
out of the question?
Is the American dream
out of our reach?
Not if we can help it. We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.